All right, welcome to the second season, the 12th episode of Charlie and Me. Said that a little backwards, but we're going to take it. If you are not our friends and family, I have no idea why you're listening, but we got a fun one. If you are our friends and family, especially Charlie's family, will probably enjoy it. We got a fun one lined up. My family will probably like it too, but, you know, blood to blood.
Blood to my blood.
Yeah, but we got a fun one here. So, Charlie, I'm going first.
Grant, what'd you do this weekend?
Thanks, man. I had a pretty good weekend. I had my sister come to town, and
so it was the best time.
Yeah, it was fun. We hung out around Chicago. Honestly, I probably planned the most things I've ever planned in my life for a weekend, and then on like Monday, I once she left, I didn't even like move off my couch for 4 or 5 hours.
It's always one. It's like the long week too, relaxing after someone goes away. It's kind of refreshing. Let my levels come back to normal after having so much fun. You know.
Yeah.
It's
bring
it back to normal.
I watched like 4 hours. I binge watched a little bit of like Showtime show. The Shy is what it's called on Showtime. But I watched the Cubs game, and then after the Cubs game, I watched that, and then I was like, oh shoot, I missed the first period of Bruins game, or the Stanley Cup Finals. So then I had to turn that on, and then once that was over, since they played in the East Coast, it was done at like 9:30, and I couldn't go to bed yet. So. So then I had to watch more TV. But yeah, I pretty much just didn't move. And it was like I don't know, it's one of the first times in a few weeks where you go to work on Monday and you're like, wow, or Tuesday, I guess. Wow, I'm kind of refreshed after the weekend. That's nice.
Yeah, you don't start the week just tired, and you feel like you're not behind the eight ball at all. It's kind of a refreshing feeling.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on the opposite spectrum. Definitely feeling a little behind the eight ball this week, but...
Oh, I do have to explain a situation to all of our listeners real quick before I ask you what you did this weekend.
Yes, please explain.
So, I had a very goofy situation on Saturday where I went to a bar, and as we're walking to get into the bar,
you went to a bar?
I know. It's very unlike me. But we went to a bar, and as we're walking in, there's like windows, and I lean over to the window, and if you want to saw my Instagram, I was in this random person's picture, and they said, and then someone posted it, and I didn't even know who they were, and then somebody took a screenshot and sent it to me and said, oh my god, is this you? And I haven't talked to this girl who sent it to me since I was a senior in high school, and I was like, whoa. And she sent it to me, and I was like, that is me. And the caption from the girl that posted it was, swipe right to see me pushing the Chad the fuck out of our shot. So, new name.
She's having none of it.
New name's Chad. I was literally just like a little bit tipsy, and I was like, oh, it'd be funny to photobomb this, and just lean over. Didn't touch anyone or anything. Just literally leaned over to like get in the photo as I was walking into this bar. They weren't having it at all.
She did not look happy in that photo whatsoever.
No, and then since I saw that, I was like, I'm gonna go like it. So I tried to find her, and I found her, and then liked it, and then she blocked me. So I was kind of tipsy when I went and liked it too. So I probably should have done that, but
it's so funny though, like that such a small world aspect of that, it got back to you. Because then it looked like a real stalker when you liked it.
I know. I'm sure it did not look good, but I was a little under the influence and floating around. But
full stalker mode activated.
Yeah, it was funny too because I was with a couple other people, and one of them went and found her and liked it too. And the bad part is you had to request her. So yeah, you know how we talked about social media etiquette last time?
I think Grant broke it.
I think we just broke all social media etiquette this last weekend, and I probably owe an apology, but I'm not gonna apologize for.
But you're blocked, so you can't.
Yeah, well, I wasn't planning on it, so I guess I can't apologize because if you're blocked on social media, you're blocked in real life too, so I can't apologize.
Yeah. So apology rescinded.
Redacted.
There we go.
That's the word. Rescindicated. I don't think that's. Is that even a word?
I think it still works. Oh yeah, it's a word.
Redacted.
I think rescindicated works.
I'm gonna edit this out. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I had the joyful honor of being part of one of my best friend's wedding, former guest Josh Harry. Yeah, congrats. Went home Thursday night, played some golf with some of the guys in the wedding. On Friday, hit up the rehearsal, beautiful rehearsal dinner and everything, and then there was, I can say it now, we've been practicing this dance for about a month to get ready for the wedding, and so we had about like an hour and a half or so of this practice at the rehearsal dinner after everyone had left. Finally learned how to do the dance. It was great. It was a long one. It was like 6 minute long dance, so it's technical. I'm actually kind of proud that I could actually learn it, because I'm not the most rhythmic person, you could say.
You don't say.
I don't quite have the rhythm and blues, but yeah, it was great. And then,
so wait a second before you go too far in that. Yeah. I'm aware that there's a video out there of this entire dance for anyone that's looking for it.
It's on YouTube.
Charlie might end up tweeting it out later, or I will, because I can also access the Twitter account.
I was gonna say I might. But yeah, yeah, maybe be on the lookout for some entertainment.
Let's make it go viral.
Make it go viral.
Charlie shakes his button, and ladies.
That's true. Watch out. Baby got back.
He's single.
I am. So it was just a good time being with all my friends and stuff all weekend. And then played a Memorial Day golf event. So we were supposed to play in the afternoons after the wedding. So I was like, okay, that'll be enough time to, like, you know, regroup, regather myself and everything. But midway through Saturday, I got a text saying we got moved to 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. So I was like, oh boy. But showed up on time, held myself together, and able to play pretty well. Missed the money by one shot.
So, question, how bad were your first, like, were your first tee jitters after going out drinking? Were you probably out to like 2 in the morning, right?
Yeah, I was out to like 2:30.
All right, so you're out till bar close, and then you have to wake up for an 8 a.m. tee time, so you're up at 7.
Woke up at 7 to get there at 7:30.
And you hopped to the tee, you maybe swung the club like twice before you stepped up?
No, I had 5 minutes on the practice range.
Okay, so you had 20 swings.
Yeah. And it was par 3 was the first hole, so that I was...
Okay.
I don't like that.
Was it over water?
No, it was an easy, nothing dangerous par 3 shot. But first tee jitters, I think I was way less nervous because I was focusing on, like... not golf, in a sense.
But really, you were hungover?
I really had to go to the bathroom for the first, like, 6 holes.
Ooh.
So I was,
you know what that means, everybody, that it was not a number one. Because you can pee anywhere on golf course.
I was more concentrated on other stuff, you could say. I had a really good first shot, actually. I took, like, half a club extra.
All right, yeah, okay. Cool.
And I just flew it right over the greens. I just peered it. And my dad goes, what the hell? Like, I didn't think I would hit it that well.
Awesome.
Played well. And then, spent time with my family. And then, like, you did nothing Monday because I was just driving home.
But, yep. Well, that's something. You're kind of like time traveling if you think about it, but whatever.
Yeah. I don't get the time travel questions.
Yeah, we can talk about it later. I have a theory about driving long distances, but either way, especially when you're driving east west.
I was gonna say I was going west east though, so I was definitely not trying to drive.
Well, no, same thing. Either way, but north south, not really. That's all I'm saying. You kind of get longer days if you go south, I guess. Technically, because the Earth curves. Unless you're flat. Are you a flat earther?
No, hell no.
I thought you were. Damn.
What?
You and Kyrie. I don't know.
I don't know. I think you're the Kyrie. I do have shoes, though.
I don't have shoes. I had Hyperdunks, so I had nobody's shoes.
We're doing Nike shoes.
I had Nike shoes. I had Bowermans.
Goddess of victory, Nike.
Charlie.
Grant.
Dude.
Podium.
Do you like weddings? Songs.
I love weddings.
Like, not really. I mean, weddings are cool and all. I like the wedding. It's a lot of fun. Nothing against the entire wedding thing, but it's all about the reception.
I mean, everyone knows reception is the time to cut loose and have some fun.
Exactly. That dog knows too. So our podium is podium of songs they play at weddings. You flip your coin?
Yes, I did.
And I got ahead.
Ah, you got it right.
I did? Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
You're on a hot streak with those.
I'm loving it. My first one is like the best one, I think, to play at weddings because you kind of forget about it until it comes on. And it's Shout.
Hey, raise your hands up and shout.
Come on, shout. Come on. Yeah, and like, I always forget about it. I wouldn't request it because I just forget about it. But the next thing you know, you're like bending over backwards on the floor, like a little bit soft and nah. A little bit soft and nah, you know?
So, and a little bit louder now.
Yeah.
And a little bit louder now.
And
that's a good one. I forgot about that. I wasn't even thinking about that one.
Exactly. That's why it's on the podium right there.
Yeah, right there. Oh, that's good stuff.
That probably shouldn't have been my first pick, though, but either way.
Mine, Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh.
You get everyone will come to the dance floor for that one.
I don't know.
You start mixing with people you have no idea, doing a little square dance thingy. I don't know what you call it, but yeah. Link Arms, Cotton Eye Joe. It's good fun. That's a good fun song.
All right.
What, you don't think people get up for Cotton Eye Joe?
I don't know. I'm just, Cotton Eye Joe is just not really like, it's not my favorite song, but I think it definitely deserves a spot, just maybe not.
I'm doing my podium based on like the amount of the get up factor. People get up
for
these dances.
All right. Next one. Now, this one has a little, it's kind of pushed towards Johnny's, I guess, but Piano Man. You gotta play Piano Man when
I don't know.
Everybody's jamming. Everybody might grab a drink. You might grab a friend. You might grab a drink. You might grab your friend's friend. You know, you never know.
You might grab your friend's drink.
You could grab your friend's drink. I've done that before. Right after I finished mine.
Great song. I would have put it as like a good wedding song.
I think it's a great wedding song.
Not a great wedding song.
All right. Well.
I don't know. I guess it turns out we have different tastes, so.
Agree, disagree there, because Cotton Eye Joe is in the same boat as me, so. On me, so.
My next one is, I can't remember the name of the song, so I don't know if that's a great sign.
That's okay.
But it's when you like, hop this time, one hop this time.
Oh, the cha-cha slide?
Cha-cha slide. Slide to the right.
You couldn't remember the name of the cha-cha slide, and it was on your podium?
I know the dance.
Oh, I bet you do. You should have posted the video just of you doing that.
You can't. You can't say that doesn't get people asses out of seats and onto the dance floor.
You're right.
That one gets the people going.
I didn't write this one down as my next one, but it just came to me, and it's definitely.
Don't take mine.
It's one of the most ratchet songs.
Oh, yeah,
never mind. But, Yeah by Lil Jon. Yeah. Everyone dances that song.
Yeah.
Everybody gets up and dances.
Lil Jon has some good, like, especially like our age group.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding song.
It's like towards the end of the night, everyone's had, like, you know, maybe a couple drinks, and they go out, and then you know it's game time.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's a great dance. That gets people going too. I kind of like the more of the PG that look. This one played at the right time of the night. Gets all generations of the dance floor ready. The Macarena.
You know, I'm trying to think if that was played at the last wedding I was at. I don't think it was.
Oh, the Macarena. I mean, this wasn't played at this most recent one either. But it's like one of my first ones I went to. It sticks out to me. Doing the Macarena. And it was awesome. The dance floor was packed. Hey, Macarena.
One Maca, two Maca, three Macarena. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Man.
Honorable mentions?
I got a couple, honestly. There's a song I don't know the name of. Oh, Cupid Shuffle, but yeah, you know, one or the other. Don't play them both. Cha-Cha Slide was enough. There's one song, I don't even know the name, but it's like, Alice, who the fuck is Alice? And that's the song. Yeah. I've heard it at so many weddings, and I've never heard it anyplace else, so to me it just sticks out as like being an honorable mention here.
They played that at Dueling Pianos, like, I think our first time that going there.
And I don't know what it's called.
I think it might be called Alice.
You think? Anyone who knows it, just please like tweet at us or let us know what that is. Text us. I don't know.
Just let us know who the fuck is Alice.
Yeah. Alice. Who the fuck is Alice? It's a great song.
another one I was thinking of, Closing Time is a great classic rap
one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pull it. I had that one on there, too. Yeah.
Beginning of some other beginnings. Yeah, that's a classic.
It's just time for you to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yes. Yeah.
The last one I had is, you have to, I mean, I know, I feel like we're going to make this like a 15-person podium just because it's so good, but I'm done after this.
I'm done too. I'm retiring from the game.
Mrs. Jackson, or Miss Jackson by Outkast.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh, I am for real. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, any song that people start singing to and move to just keeps the party alive. I think part of it comes down to timing too.
Yeah.
Doing a good timing.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of people tell us that we missed like 5 or 6 songs, but let us know.
Please do, because I think I hit all my favorites. So
I don't know. All right, let's jump in this interview here with Brian Wallig. All right, now we welcome on a pretty close friend of Charlie's. I mean, like, kind of like bloodish related.
Another one of my cousins.
Yeah, and then I've known him from a couple of encounters, but I'd say a good friend as well. Brian, welcome on. Brian Wallig.
Thank you for having me, guys. Glad to be here.
Only took till season 2. Sorry about that, you know. There's a line.
You know, I counted. This is episode 64, so it's good to know I cracked your top 100.
Hey, everyone has their spot.
It is a long wait list, but if you were counting, I hope you heard the first question that we ask everyone. The first question is, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? And it doesn't have to be exclusive to Charlie and Me. It could be one or the other.
Yeah, so I had this question. So my favorite Charlie moment probably... St. Thomas would always like host a party afterwards. I think the first year it was like me, Jeff, and Vanessa went up. It was a different group every year, but that was always a ton of fun. See you racing conference, and then have a real fun night up in Minnesota after that. My favorite Grant moment, probably got to throw back to Driver's Ed.
Brian, how could I forget?
Way back when. Those are the good days. I was 15. Probably shouldn't have been even behind a wheel at that point, but good times for sure.
Real question is, did you need a phone book to see over the steering wheel like I did?
I did not, I don't think, but I definitely was not the safest driver back then. I know the instructor had to use that safety brake on their side a couple times.
Yo, Mr. Johnson, that was Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, that's right, it was Mr. Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot his name. He was a great guy, he still passed me, so, you know, shout out to Mr. Johnson.
Shout out Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, without him, I wouldn't be here today.
We'll never have made it through. Well, though, Brian, for those of you who don't know, you're deep into med school right now. I kind of want to know, what's your favorite part about being in med school?
Oh, that's a good question. I think my favorite part is, like, getting to do different types of things every day. You get to see, like, different types of patients. You're in, like, different types of procedures and stuff. So, Dolberg is, it's, like, long and it can be tiring, but at least it's usually not boring. You're usually seeing something new, something that you haven't seen before every day. So, I think that's pretty cool. Keeps you on your toes, definitely.
Have you had a moment where you just, like, completely froze?
Oh, man. So, a lot of, like, attendings will just ask you, like, questions just, like, kind of out of the blue.
Is it kind of like Scrubs in that sense?
Yeah. So, it'll just be, like, a random question. And sometimes if you're not, like, I don't know, expecting it, even if you know the kind of blank. And that can be rough, but, you know, you just do your best. Sometimes you just try and, like, guess. So it isn't, like, hope you're somewhere close. But, yeah, no, I've definitely had my fair share of freezing out on the spot. But it gets better as you go on.
Are those questions being asked in front of, like, patients? It just...
Usually not.
Okay. I feel like that could be interesting.
Usually I don't want the patients to know how little we know, I guess. yeah, usually it has to be like just doing like something totally random too. Like you could just be, I don't know, just like walking down the hallway, and then if they're walking with you, they might just like ask you some random question, you know. So that can make it tough, but it's all part of the learning experience, I guess.
Okay, here's my random question for you. When was smallpox cured?
Is it cured? I thought it's just a vaccine.
I'm gonna go 1830.
Actually, I have no idea the answer, so sure. Sounds good to me.
Congratulations, Brian, you won trivia.
Well, thank you. It's all, you know, a lot of hard work into guessing numbers that sound right.
Yeah. Brilliant mind.
So, Brian, you're in Texas now, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm in Dallas right now.
You said sir like a Texan.
Yes, sir. I assume, obviously, being in Texas, everything's bigger. Have your shoes grown at all, or just cowboy boots?
Have my shoes grown at all? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Have you moved on to a boot person?
I'm a little disappointed. So as a doctor, then, are you allowed to have a concealed carry in Texas? Like, at work?
Kind of a safe setup, hope at least.
Yeah, I think gun hospital is just in general don't mix super well, so it's probably a good bet.
I just had to ask. I was just wondering.
Yeah. I felt like you moved to Texas, it's like a welcoming package. Here's some boots, here's a belt buckle, and here's a revolver. Maybe if you like once you get like a permanent residence, cause, like out of school and whatnot.
That's true. Maybe once I go to the DMV and get like a Texas license plate, then maybe that's when that whole initiation takes place.
I thought it came in the mail after you got that.
Or maybe it's like if you vote in Texas, like your voter registration.
Yeah, once you do something official, maybe.
Proof of address, please. Here's my gun. Here's my lucky spittoon. It has my address written on it. You can just take it. Okay, kind of throwing it back to high school now. So you went to middle school in the public school system, but then ended up coming to Dowling. Were did you make a decision, or was it like a family thing, or like, and like how are you feeling about that?
Oh yeah. No, that was absolutely not my decision. I remember fighting my parents so hard, wanting to go to Valley, because I had gone to the public middle schools and elementary schools, and I wanted to continue on to the public high school, but my parents were pretty adamant that I needed to go to Dowling. I fought them very hard on that. I was pretty upset when they told me no, I couldn't go to Valley. But looking back, it's probably the best decision that they ever made for me. I really liked it. I don't necessarily think I would have enjoyed it as much in Valley. Made a lot of good friends in Dowling too, so I don't regret it at all. And my parents still hold it over me to this day that sometimes they do know what they're talking about.
It'll be okay, Brian. We'll take that first summer class together, and I'll introduce you to some people.
Yeah, that was the best. Probably most people don't know that. So Charlie told me he would take a summer class with me. I think it was like typing or something like that. And he was like, you know, like I'll introduce you. You'll meet some people, because Charlie was the only person I knew going into Dallas. And then Charlie ended up not taking the class. So I had to take this summer class, not knowing a single person, completely new school.
Yeah, I decided not to take it so I could actually go to practice. So not only were you like having to go to summer class, you also had like miss practice, or, like go to like this the alternate practice. So
yeah, that's true. I didn't even meet anyone on the cross country team the first couple of weeks and stuff. So yeah, forgot about that.
My apologies for all that. Probably not my best move.
No, it's okay. Well, it's forgotten. It all worked out in the
end. Yeah, very true.
So, Brian, I was told that your nickname in high school was Biff. How many times did you have to fall to get the nickname Biff?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I never even actually fell to get that nickname. I don't totally know or remember why, but my dad just started calling me Biff in like 7th or 8th grade or something, and then it just kind of caught on. People kept calling me Biff. I honestly don't think I ever like had a bad fall or anything like that, but the name stuck. So I can thank Joe Wallach for that one, I guess.
It kind of became legendary with the
Biff.
Yeah, I think once the people who are seniors on the cross country team when we were freshmen, I think they really ran with it, and that's kind of where it stuck.
Yeah, it was. We had some fun with that. Made up. There's even a Biff move that became legendary.
Yeah, also fabricated.
We'll have to go into that one more if we are able to come back on the podcast at a later time.
Yeah, I'll be around too.
But yeah.
Season 3.
All right, so we wrap up every.
Oh, I actually got one more question before we go to the tattoo question here.
Sorry,
Brian. You brought up driver's ed earlier, but I just wanted to ask if you remember when the guy came in talking about the officer came in talking about road rage, and how that one lady pulled out like a crossbow and shot like a biker. I was just wondering if
it wasn't a lady. It was a priest.
Either way, I was just wondering if you ever came across that in your driving days, and whether how relevant you think that actually was.
I can't say I have come across, but I kind of wish that I had. That sounds really entertaining. I don't remember that. I can't believe that's a real story. That's really funny.
I think we got showed the same video because, yeah, there's definitely a guy who pulled out a crossbow and shot someone.
Yep. Don't cut that guy off.
Yeah. Who just keeps a crossbow in their trunk?
Hey, you never know. In Texas.
Yeah, true that, Texas.
Oh,
what a time. All right, Brad. Now, last question. This is a tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking for like a couple of years now that I've pretty badly wanted to get a tattoo, but while it goes, I'll think of something. like a couple months later, I'll be like, wow, thank God I didn't get that tattoo.
So, I've done the same thing.
So originally, I thought I would want to get like the outline of Iowa tattooed on my calf.
Ooh.
And I saw someone who actually had that exact tattoo, and it looked terrible. So I was glad I didn't get that one, but I don't know. I think I would want something on my chest. I think that's a pretty good location. You can hide it easily if you need, but I'm not sure. I like when I'm brainstorming, I kind of like shapes and stuff and patterns and stuff. I'm not sure, like words or anything.
Okay.
But I don't know. Probably in like a couple months, I'll be like, wow, thank God I didn't get that. So we'll see. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You know, it's real. It's really good of you to think at least for a little while about it, because I thought for about 5 minutes when the guy showed me the design of what is going to go on my ass, and I just said okay. It wasn't even 5 minutes, maybe 5 seconds.
It's definitely 5 seconds, not 5 minutes.
He decided to go with bubble letters, so, you know, I just said okay.
It looks great, Grant. It was that was a time. That was a fun time. All right, we're gonna move on to the trivia portion now. You each get a couple questions and then tiebreaker if needed. Grant, you're first.
All right.
Who invented the telephone?
The telephone, Alexander Graham Bell.
That's correct. Flying start.
You asked the utility guy about utilities.
Brian, in Celsius, what temperature does water boil at?
100.
Okay. This might be the easiest one yet.
Softballs.
Grant, your second question. What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
The clock.
Correct, an alarm clock is the right answer.
Oh man, I thought I was
doing
that.
Brian, this is tie it.
That's a lot of pressure.
Tie it and force an overtime question. What does the Roman numeral C represent? C?
100.
Oh, that is correct.
Yeah, my answers are the same.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay. Okay, so this question. First one to buzz in, the word buzz.
You just say the word buzz.
Say the word buzz. Gets to answer the question.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, the other person automatically wins.
Oh, that's not that. Okay.
Okay. What year did the American Civil War end?
Buzz.
Grant.
1887?
Oh, 1865.
Nah, I knew there was... All right. I had to give it a shot.
You did. You had to go for it. I love this strategy. Brian, congrats. You're the winner of this week's edition of Trivia.
Thank you very much.
That was the best trivia battle we've had.
Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you. Sometime.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. And hopefully you guys all learn something new about Brian.
We'll talk to you later, Brian. That was Brian Wallig. So we've recorded 64 episodes thus far. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Math adds up.
Sure. I'm asking the wrong guy. I just know that this is the 12th episode of the second season.
52 plus 12.
But we did two in 1 week once. Oh, and then we skipped 2 weeks last. So we should be one short. 51 plus 12 would give us...
No, we could... You're confusing yourself. We went over the year mark. We did 52 recorded episodes. 52 is actually 53. So we're getting too crazy. We have around 64 episodes.
Somewhere around there. It's an approximate number. We just guess. And then
I said 64, 65 episodes.
I just keep them in linear. I keep them in line. God damn it.
Get yourself together.
I had to do something really tough this last week. And
it was a fabulous moment.
It was one of the most difficult times of my life, if I'm going to be honest with everyone here. But I had to tell Charlie that he was 100% correct on one of his calls.
It's a rare moment, but it happens every once in a while.
And yeah, we had talked about it on last podcast, or I guess a couple podcasts ago with George McGivern, and said St. Thomas getting kicked out of the MIAC, and they came out with a statement at this time saying, you know, we're doing what we can. And I said, oh, it's them kind of brushing it off, not a big deal. And Charlie said, nah, it definitely means we're out. He was right. I was wrong.
Oh, we're out.
We're out.
It's official. It was crazy how much it blew up on, like, national media. I didn't really think it was going to get that big.
I didn't either. I didn't expect ESPN to pick it up. I didn't expect any of that. But now it's funny because people are coming out of the woodwork texting me, knowing that I went to St. Thomas, and they didn't even know where St. Thomas was before. Like, yeah. Oh, dude, did you see that you guys got kicked out of the MIAC? Like, oh, no, I didn't. Weird. I had no idea.
Yeah, no, one of the guys I was playing golf with this weekend is going to St. Mary's next year. So, like, oh, you lost a member of the MIAC.
Yeah, and one of the better members of the MIAC, sorry.
Someone say they're too good, Grant.
Touche. Long story short, Charlie was right, I was wrong, and I resent that.
Dude, the next 2 years, though, St. Thomas is going to put a whooping on those teams.
If I was them, I would just totally run up to score every game.
Why not?
If you can, I guess. What if they play Concordia and lose?
I mean, yeah, that's fair, but St.
Ooh, what if they just don't show up to any games?
I wonder if they get, like, penalized for that.
What are you gonna do, kick him out of the league?
No, it's not like financial penalty.
Yeah, probably. They probably have to pay the same that they pay to play each other otherwise, right?
I would assume there's some sort of slap on the wrist you'd get for that. But yeah, I hope St. Thomas puts up 100 on one team.
That would be pretty awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
Would be awesome.
As long as they keep the Tommy Javi game, obviously it won't mean as much, but it'll still be cool. Because those are the games like we come back to and visit and everything. So I just hope they can keep playing that game at least every other year or something like that.
And the future, who knows where they'd end up. But at the same time, I think St. Thomas will be just fine in any other conference.
Yeah, it'll work out.
It's disappointing to me, but I think it'll be okay.
99 years they were in that conference.
They were a founding member of the conference.
Yeah. I really, really, really hope that the indoor track team keeps up their dominance so we can say we never lost an indoor conference meet. Knock on wood.
I just did.
Because that'd be pretty cool. Not one team won a title while we were in the conference. And yet the track program never got mentioned on anything
else. Never got mentioned on any other news. It was just the football team and, like, the basketball teams. But it's okay. Indoor track didn't.
Women's volleyball got some press, which they should. They've won a lot.
Yeah.
A couple national championships.
I always like when the volleyball team gets press.
Yeah. We know you do, Grant.
All right, let's slide into the quotes. Charlie, go ahead.
With New Day. With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts. Eleanor Roosevelt. Be strong.
Killing it. I don't think you're truly dead until no one remembers you. Deuces.
Deep deuces.